It's 646, 1320 WILS. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing new data this week, looking at the age of our hearts, and for many of us, it's very bad news. Let's talk to Dr. Joel Kahn. He's a cardiologist, a holistic heart doctor, author of several books. His most recent one, Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses. Dr. Kahn, great having you here.
Thank you, and I've never followed Gary Taubes on an interview because I disagree with almost everything he says, so I am smiling big.
No kidding. That isn't. I mean, I almost want to detour into that. Well, first of all, you're based in Michigan yourself, right?
Yeah, University of Michigan. I practice in Detroit, and right. I take care of patients. I don't just write New York Times articles, so let's talk about that another day.
Yeah.
I really care about healthy people, and I want young hearts. Not old hearts, for sure.
Now, the data shows that for the average U.S. man, we're 7.8 years older. Our hearts are 7.8 years older than ourselves. Why is that happening?
It's the lack of focus and lifestyle. You go to your doctor, you get some measurements, you get a pill, and we lack in the medical field the education and the time to reach the core habits that prevent heart disease and keep you youthful. And we aren't trained to teach people how to sleep 7 or 8 hours a night. We aren't trained to teach people how to get fitness at work while they're trapped in a cubicle or how to deal with stress. And, you know, these things add up. So this is a wonderful message to the public to slap us awake that our Western lifestyle is a disease-oriented lifestyle, but there's simple solutions.
Tell me this, what does that mean, really? If your heart is 8 years older than you, like, how does that manifest itself in the heart?
Yeah, you're on a track that you're not going to live. With the average American living 82, 83 years, you know, you're racing to that end zone too fast.
So what is that? Is the heart kind of...
Seriously reevaluate.
Are the muscles weaker or is there more plaque in there? I mean, what makes it older?
Well, so this latest report is a calculation based on the same numbers we've been using for... actually, since the 1960s, when something called the Framingham study came out. It's based on your weight and your height and your blood pressure and your cholesterol and your age. And it is a estimate. So it's an important message to the public. It's an estimate. In my clinic, which is a heart attack prevention clinic, you just mentioned, I actually look at arteries and I measure the thickness and the health of arteries to the brain and the status of plaque and arteries to the heart. And these are in asymptomatic people that are just walking in and say, check me, and we can really age you. You're 52 years old on your birthday, but your arteries are literally 65 years old based on measurements compared to other people in the United States.
I've always wondered, why is it asymptomatic so often? How is it there's no indication when such an important organ is having trouble?
Yeah, because we have such amazing built-in reserve systems to the heart and other organs, but particularly the heart. I do heart catheterizations, and people have three arteries plugged up 90%, and only in the last 2 or 3 days have they started to have symptoms that brought them to attention. Mm-hmm. What about the other 5 to 10 years that this is brewing? So the heart does not, it really has so many backups, so many ways to get blood and keep just enough circulation going that it is a sad state of affairs that the number one way to find out you have heart disease
is
you drop dead or you have a heart attack or you're in an emergency room. You've got to get more aggressive, get earlier in the process.
If there's one thing you're going to do to make your heart younger and stronger, what would that be then?
Well, my foundation when I approach patients is actually to get them sleeping, because when people sleep 7 to 8 hours at night soundly, they actually do reduce the risk of heart attack. And then during the day, they have enough energy to make it to the gym or to walk during lunchtime or to actually have the energy to pack your own lunch so you're not eating out of a vending machine or a food truck. Mm-hmm. After that, number two is nutrition. You can't eat enough fruits and vegetables. I don't take any leeway for my patients. I don't like broccoli. I tell them, have you tasted chemotherapy? Have you nibbled on a coffin? So eat your broccoli, because otherwise you're right on the path to get those two flavors in your mouth. You know, fruits and vegetables, whole foods, you know, secure our health and reduce our risk of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity.
Well, in terms of exercise, is walking enough? Is that what the heart needs, or does it need to be much more vigorous than that?
You know, if you believe the adage, find people that have what you want and do what they do. If you look at 90-year-olds and 100-year-olds that are active and they're enjoying life, having sex, maintaining a business, and I'm talking in certain parts of the world where this is common, they walk. That's all they do is walk. They walk a lot. They don't wear a pedometer, but they haven't built in a cubicle and a computer and a Wi-Fi and a sedentary lifestyle. There's absolutely nothing. And standing at work is basically walking halfway to walking. So taking a phone call standing, doing a meeting standing, sitting at the back of a lecture standing beats the heck to your metabolism out of sitting. So it's absolutely great to go to the gym and add some fitness beyond walking.
Okay, so dietary changes and some exercise, can that dramatically reverse heart problems?
Yes, yes. Scientifically proven, if you already have blocked arteries and you change your diet, just go look up the research of Dr. Dean Ornish or Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic. You'll see that you can melt away blockages to the heart and the legs by changing your diet. Right. Better yet, if you do a few simple things, you don't need to get blockages. Don't smoke, get your sleep, eat your fruits and vegetables, keep your waistline thin, and actually enjoy a little alcoholic beverage during the week. Scientifically proven, prevents 85% of heart attacks.
That is good news. And Todd, Dean Ornish, that is the, I mean, that's the polar opposite of Gary Taubes. Before I let you go.
It's the whole opposite because it also has science behind it. So it's completely opposite.
Before I let you go, Gary's assertion that sugar may be a real serious problem, I mean, that might be maybe the primary issue for our health problems. What is your view on that particular comment?
Yeah. Well, you know, the fallacy is the medical community said cut back on fat. Look at the result in this country. We got it all wrong. If you talk to the USDA, since that announcement came out, we eat more calories as an American community. We eat more fat. We eat more sugar. We eat more salt. Nobody listened to that communication. So the fact that the recommendation failed isn't that it was a bad recommendation. It's we don't implement it and we have too many choices to eat fat, salt, and sugar during the day. I disagree. I think the primary problem is a fat, glutted diet of saturated and animal products. And the answer is eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables a day, whole food, fresh and vegetables as you can, as a guarantee for your health. That's what science says.
Do you view a vegetarian diet then as healthier than a carnivorous one?
Again, only if you believe in the medical literature, which has established the longest lifespans of vegetarians and complete plant eaters. That's what science says. The Adventist Health Study, the EPIC study in Europe. Yeah. So, but the message to the community is put berries on your oatmeal, put lettuce on your sandwich, put broccoli next to your piece of chicken and hamburger. You know, take baby steps and then go get credible information that is out there for sure.
Cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, author of several books, including the best-selling The Whole Heart Solution and his new book, Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses. Dr. Joel Kahn, thank you very much.
I enjoyed it. You have a wonderful day.
You also.